Piper names a new VP. Boeing pilots may be joining the Engineers Union. And Cayman acquires Global Aerosystems and 120 engineers. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, November 16th, 2010. Piper Aircraft is continuing to realign its management structure, naming Simon Caldicott Vice President of Operations, responsible for manufacturing operations, manufacturing engineering, sustaining engineering, and supply chain. He reports to CEO Jeffrey Berger. Berger commented yesterday, quote, "Simon has an extensive track record of success in guiding cultural change within sophisticated manufacturing organizations. We're delighted he was available within Piper's leadership ranks to head an expanded operations organization in a dynamic period for the company as we gear up for production of the single-engine Piper Jet Altair," unquote. With more than 36 years in aviation, Caldicott joined Piper in 2009 as chief of production for Piper's new jet and was extensively involved in preliminary design and manufacturing processes. His resume also includes executive positions at Raytheon and Hawker Beechcraft. Pilots who work for Boeing in delivery, ferry, and training ops are reportedly on a path to become the newest bargaining unit of SPEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, IFPTE Local 2001. The union's governing council reportedly voted Thursday to begin formal discussions with AMPA, the Airline Manufacturing Pilots Association, to bring the independent bargaining unit into SPEA. At the same meeting, the SPEA Council approved a motion to organize Boeing's Field Service Representatives, or FSRs, in the United States. Boeing has dealt with attrition in its pilot ranks in part by using contract pilots, a fact not lost on AMPA President David Whitaker. Quote, "As pilots delivering Boeing aircraft and providing instruction to customer pilots in their new multi-million-dollar airplane, we are the last Boeing person customer pilots see after taking delivery. Outsourcing has proved to be a risky strategy, so it's surprising the company is willing to risk its reputation to hire contract pilots," unquote. The field service reps are collecting union authorization cards now in preparation for a National Labor Relations Board representation election. Cayman Corporation has agreed to acquire Global Aerosystems LLC of Everett, Washington. Global is a provider of aerostructure engineering design analysis and FAA certification services to the aerospace industry. Cayman Aerospace Group President Greg Steiner welcomed his new employees. Quote, "The global workforce of more than 120 aerospace engineers is widely respected in the fields of aircraft design and stress analysis. Cayman has been a quality supplier of aerostructure components, assemblies, and subassemblies for more than 50 years. Together, we can now provide seamless services from origination and concept design through component manufacturing, assembly, certification, and post-production support. Combined, we will be able to take on responsibility for engineering design and production of aerostructure assemblies to produce both metallic and composite component fabrications and subassemblies," unquote. Global is employee-owned and expects 2010 sales of about $20 million. The transaction is expected to close on or about December 10th. Terms were not disclosed. Up next on ANN, U.S. airlines are letting capacity climb again. ATP adds 6 Piper Seminoles to its training fleet. And Phoenix East Aviation chooses diamonds with diesels. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 16th. I'm Paul Plack. For a while, it seemed as if the airlines were conspiring to hold down seat capacity to keep the planes full. But as the economy shows signs of recovery, the incentive to preserve and gain market share is proving a more powerful force. Analysis firm OAG reports airlines in the U.S. have added domestic seat capacity at an accelerated rate over the last 4 months, increasing 3% in November of 2010 compared to the same month a year ago. On international flights, the rate of seat capacity growth to and from the U.S. has slowed from 6% in July to 4% in November, compared against the same months last year. Holiday season ticket prices are expected to be buoyed by demand, but OAG is predicting domestic seat capacity will continue rising into 2011. A fleet of six Piper Seminole advanced training aircraft is being acquired by airline transport professionals. The planes will be delivered before the end of the year. While neither company is disclosing the fleet purchase price, retail value of six Seminoles is about $3.9 million. Piper Executive VP Randy Groom notes, quote, "The Piper Seminole has proven itself in hundreds of thousands of hours of flight school training around the world. ATP students admire the airplane for its ability to help them learn advanced flight training maneuvers and procedures, while the instructors appreciate the Piper Seminole's ability to teach these lessons in a safe and forgiving manner," unquote. The rest of ATP's fleet includes 87 Piper Seminoles, 50 Cessna 172s, 5 Diamond DA-40s, and a Citation jet. Diamond Aircraft says Phoenix East Aviation of Daytona Beach, Florida, has selected the DA-42NG for its multi-engine training fleet. Two have been ordered, and Diamond says Phoenix East also plans to upgrade its existing DA-42 TDIs with Austro-engine AE-300 power plants, and will eventually migrate its entire multi-engine fleet to the DA-42NG. Gassan Reslin, CEO of Phoenix East, accepted delivery of the first DA-42NG last week at AOPA Summit. Of his new planes, Reslin commented, quote, "With the DA-42NG's state-of-the-art engines, airframe, and avionics technologies, our students will be well-prepared for careers as jet pilots," unquote. Still ahead, Pilot MyCast comes to the iPad. Jeppesen and Flyvee bring flight recording to flight schools. And Janet Napolitano asks our patience with the porn scans. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Pipersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, November 16th. I'm Paul Platt. Garmin's Digital Cyclone subsidiary announced on Friday that Pilot MyCast has been released for the iPad. The new app has a distinctive tile format user interface designed specifically for the iPad and will help pilots visualize the weather along their routes so that they can make informed decisions about their intended flight paths prior to departure. The app includes VFR aviation sectionals with real-time animated aviation weather, fuel prices, an AOPA airport directory, and flight planning and filing. Pilot MyCast lets customers overlay multiple map elements so that they have the best information about the weather. In addition to customizable maps, pilots can see the weather report in text format. Pilot MyCast is available exclusively for customers in the U.S. and Canada. Jeppesen has partnered with video capture and debriefing system company Flyvee to develop and introduce a video flight recording and debriefing solution to enhance the general aviation training experience. Flyvee Systems captures and records video from two cameras, and also GPS data and audio from internal and external aircraft communication. Captured imagery includes the pilot's view, as well as the instrument panel and the pilot's manipulation of flight controls. The recorded flight path can then be viewed through Google Earth using Flyvee's web-based applications. And finally today, with outrage growing over the two unpleasant screening choices now being offered at airports, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano took to the opinion page of USA Today yesterday to ask the American people for patience. Quote, "Each and every one of the security measures we implement serves an important goal, providing safe and efficient air travel for the millions of people who rely on our aviation system every day. We face a determined enemy. Our security depends on us being more determined and more creative to adapt to evolving threats. It relies on a multi-layered approach that leverages the strengths of our international partners, the latest intelligence, and the patience and vigilance of the American traveling public, unquote. The column totals 776 words, but only a handful touch on keeping bad people out of the system. It's clear TSA remains focused on what even the general vernacular is increasingly calling security theater, the idea that putting grandma or the pilots of the planes through pat-downs or peep shows looking for yesterday's tactics actually accomplishes something. There seems to be a growing consensus that TSA may have finally gone too far. 2011 is looking to be an interesting year. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Michael Combs of the Flight for the Human Spirit, who's turned what most of us would call a hardship into an inspiring aviation story. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.